it looks like 2018 is going to be the cheapest year for you to buy groceries versus your income in the history of any such stats ever being kept. And there are two factors working heavily for you. One, not just here in the United States, but around the world, the price of agricultural products has been going down, down, down. Now, what you pay in the supermarket is very different than what the farmer receives for the agricultural products, produce, whatever, that he or she is producing. But the reality is there is an indirect relationship, and the cost of the raw food produced, raw food, whatever you call it, what's being made in the real food factories, the farms across America and around the world. And by the way, as any U.S.-based farmer can tell you, the market they compete in is a worldwide market. And the production of food has become so much more efficient on the farm that the cost of the food before it gets processed or whatever gets to you, if you're buying out of the ground kind of stuff like produce, before it gets to you, is at fantastic prices for you, pretty miserable prices for most crops, truth be told, for the farmer. Then you throw into this mix that the supermarket business is the absolute most competitive by far it has ever been in the U.S. And the pressure is heating up. Mid-sized supermarket chains are under threat of even being able to survive this era of competition. The Kroger Company, which is the nation's second largest supermarket chain after Walmart, has made some moves that have been very good for them and also good for you with lower prices on a lot of things you might buy. And they all face the threat from the Germans, from Aldi, which has been in the United States for two generations, but only really become part of public consciousness in much of America in the last 10 years. And then Lidl, L-I-D-L, which is going to be a massive operator in the United States. First, they got to learn our market as they're doing so from Virginia through the Carolinas. And then Lidl will invade across the country. The result of all this competition is that the price of groceries is the second benefit for you after the cost of the actual produced goods on the farm being so much more favorable. So be aware that what the supermarkets are going to try to get you to do is buy heavily value added from them. The end phrase in the lingo of the trade right now is trying to create a grocerant inside the stores where they take the food they have, they do some prep to it, and the price suddenly is much higher. In the simplest form, think of when a supermarket takes fruit and they cut it up for you and they sell it in one of those clear plastic containers, and the cost of the fruit effectively is maybe five times or more what it would be if you were the one who cut up the fruit instead of having it already in a ready-to-eat container. But the good news is that this is your time to not have to struggle to stretch your grocery dollar because the marketplace is already doing it for you. Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ondemand.